Now, my mother had this expression. I wonder, did you ever hear it? A whistling woman and a cackling hen. But I can't remember what the end of it was. But she used to say this when she'd hear my sister whistling. And she'd say, stop that whistling. A whistling woman and a cackling hen. And I can't remember the rest. Maybe somebody will email me and tell me what it is. The reason why I'm on about this is because here's Phil Campbell. And she's singing a song called Whistle, Daughter, Whistle.
Whistle, whistle, daughter, what makes you look so sad? Good news, dear daughter, will make your heart beat glad. Oh, I'm pining, mother dear, this long and weary year. And as well, you know the good news, dear mother, that I would like to hear. Whistle, whistle, daughter, and you will get along. Oh, if that's the news, dear mother, I'll stay away I am. My little sister Meg can take the lamb away. But I'm quite a woman, my dear mother, with toys I cannot play. Whistle, whistle, daughter, and you will get a sheep. Oh, no, 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 dear mother, it would not let me sleep. With lambs or sheep, I ne'er could rid my head of care. To feed and tend them day by day is more than I could bear. Whistle, whistle, daughter, and you will get a kite. Oh, no, 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 dear mother, I cannot whistle now. To the neighbors, 'tis well known, I'm quite a woman grown. And they say it's pity that one so pretty as I should live alone.
They were enjoying themselves. And why not? That was Gaelic Storm and the Farmer's Frolic. Now, I know this next track I've played quite a few times on Sounds Irish before, but I still love it. It's Francis Black telling us the sad story of After the Ball. Now, this song, my daddy used to sing that. He never sang the verse because he never knew, but we all knew the chorus. But this is not an Irish song, but they don't come much more Irish than Francis Black. Listen to the story. It's a sad one.
Little maiden climbs an old man's knee, begs for a story, do uncle please. Why are you lonely? Why do you roam? Have you no sweetheart? Have you no home? I had a sweetheart long, long ago. Why we were not wed, you soon will know. List to my story, I'll tell it all. I broke her heart pet after the ball. After the ball is over, just at the break of dawn. After the dance is ended and all the stars are gone, many's the heart. If you could read them all, many's a fond hope that's vanished after the ball. No lights were shining in the big ballroom. Softly the organ was playing a tune. Stood my sweetheart, my love, my own. I wished some water leaving the room. When I returned back, there stood a man kissing my sweetheart as lovers can. Down went the glass pet, broke in the fall, just like my heart was after the ball. After the ball is over, just at the break of dawn, after the dance is ended and all the stars are gone, many's the heart that's aching. If you could read them all, many's the fond hope that's vanished after the ball. Many years have gone by, I have not wed to my first love, though she is dead. She tried to tell me, tried to explain. I would not listen, please. One day a letter came from this man. He was her brother. The letter ran, that's why I'm lonely. over just at the break of dawn. After the band is ended and all the stars are gone, many's the heart that's aching. If you could read them all, many's the fond hope that's vanished after the call. Many's the fond hope that's vanished after the ball.
That's quite a long track. That was After the Ball from Francis Black. And why I say it was quite a long track, it was a musician in me, I think, is coming out here. But I just wonder why they didn't have a change of key in it. I just wondered. But it was lovely, wasn't it? A lovely, sad little story, After the Ball. Now, it's time for one of our Sounds Irish lectures. So if you'll take notes, because I'll be asking questions afterwards. Okay, we're going to play a track here called Master McGrath. Now, Master McGrath was a very famous Irish greyhound. Now, you all know that Irish people are famous for their horses and their horse racing, but also for their greyhounds. Now, I have to confess at the start of this that I'm not in favour of this, but this is the story. There is a very famous greyhound cup that takes place every year called the Waterloo Cup. It's for greyhound coursing. It's a coursing where two greyhounds chase a hare and turn the hare. Now, I'm not going into any further details because it's too gruesome in my book, but I just want you to play this song. And it tells the story of a wonderful dog from Lurgan in Northern Ireland who goes to race in England for this Waterloo Cup. And the dog's name is Master McGrath. And it tells the story of how Master McGrath beat the English dog. And, of course, Ireland throughout history has always wanted to get one up on England. Here's Sean O'Shea. You do have to listen. Sean O'Shea telling us the story of Master McGrath.
State of the year, them Waterloo sportsmen did grandly appear to gain the great prizes and bear them a walk, never counting on Ireland and Master McGrath. On the 12th of December, that day of renown, McGrath and his trainer, they left Lurgan town. John Webb's was the trainer, and soon they got home. For the very next day they touched England's sweet shore. And when they arrived there in great London town, all the fine English sportsmen they gathered around. And one of them gentlemen gave a haw-haw, saying, "Is that the great dog you call Master McGrath?" Then Lord Lurgan steps forward, "Gentlemen, if there's any among you with money to spend, for you nobles of England, I don't give a straw. Here's 5,000 to 1 on my Master McGrath." Then McGrath, he looked up and he wagged his old tail, just to comfort his lordship and show he'd not fail. While Rose stood uncovered and the crowd yelled hurrah, "There's the pride of all England and Master McGrath." As Rose and the Master both waited their call, "Now I wonder," said Rose, "why you left home at all. Keep your breath for the race and don't waste it at jaw, and stuff that up your gob," said Master McGrath. Swift is the wind. He was sometimes for Nelson.
Cheers for old Ireland and Master McGrath. Sean O'Shea there.
When you don't listen to Chrissy's comedy train wreck on the Global Voice, your craving for weirdness goes unsatisfied. When your craving for weirdness goes unsatisfied, you start wearing tinfoil hats with antennas on them. When you start wearing tinfoil hats with antennas on them, you start receiving telepathic transmissions from aliens. When you receive telepathic transmissions from aliens, the aliens take you aboard their spaceship. When the aliens take you aboard their spaceship, you listen to their subspace radio. When you listen to their subspace radio, you hear the aliens' latest dance craze. When you hear the aliens' latest dance craze, you take it back down to Earth. When you take it back down to Earth, you become the next Justin Bieber. When you become the next Justin Bieber, millions of jealous teenage girls follow you on Twitter. When millions of jealous teenage girls follow you on Twitter, they take up a collection and hire a hitman. When they take up a collection and hire a hitman, the hitman kills your girlfriend. Don't let a hitman kill your girlfriend. Listen to Chrissy's Comedy Trainwreck on Tuesdays at 20 hours UTC for your weekly dose of British and American comedy. And check the broadcast schedule for repeat times, or this might happen to you.
You're getting the nostalgia. Other DJ. Bring the action.
The action is here. Have mercy. From Los Angeles, California, transatlantic super jock, cranking up the vibes, delivering the music and news right here on the Global Voice every Sunday at 2. Time to tell a friend. The Global Voice opens up, and look who pops out. It's me, the Emperor Roscoe. Welcome, everybody. The LA Connection will crank right here, Sundays at 2, and we look forward to you joining us.
With all the news and gossip from Hollywood, plus good music, the LA Connection with Emperor Roscoe, 2 hours UTC Sundays on the Global Voice. Check the website for times and repeats.
Straight from the islands, it's the Hawaiian Connection with K.L. Wright. The best in Hawaiian reggae, Hawaiian pop, traditional Hawaiian music, and everything in between. Saturday, 0 hours UTC on the Global Voice. So join in the Hawaiian Connection with K.L. Wright right here on the Global Voice. Check the schedule for repeat times.
In this day and age of progress and change, we as a people must progress as well. But in doing so, we cannot, under any circumstance, forget our culture, our language, and our history.
Voices.
On the first Friday of every month at 1730 UTC, the Global Voice brings you interviews with interesting people from our community that have fascinating jobs or a fascinating story to tell. All in Voices. That's Voices with Chrissy Cochran, heard the first Friday of every month at 1730 hours UTC on the Global Voice. Check our website, theglobalvoice.info, for times of repeats. That's
Voices.
When I played this next track a couple of weeks ago, it was a request for a couple who were celebrating their wedding anniversary. And I'm playing it again, but not for the same couple, simply because I like it and I've come across this recording of it by Seamus Moore. And it tells the story of the couple in Kerry who are celebrating their golden jubilee. Now, he says, "Take off your hat, me darling Pat, put on your old caubeen." Caubeen is the Irish word for a little cap. Understand? Right. We have this little trick when we speak Irish, and we bring it into our English as well. If we want to make things sound a little, if we say, for instance, a busheen is a little bush. Yeah, here we have Seamus Moore and his interpretation of the Golden Jubilee.
Way down in the county, Kerry, in a place they call Tralee, A fine old couple live, their names Kate and Pat McGee. They're going to hold a party on the Golden Jubilee. Now Kate, says she to Pat McGee, come listen here to me. Put on your roundy breeches and your coat of emerald green. Take off that hat, me darling hat, put on your owl cabin. For today's our golden wedding, I'll have you all to know just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. How well do I remember when we danced on the village green, and you held me in your arms, dear Pat, and you called me your Colleen. Your hair was like the raven's wing, but now it's turned to grey. I come over here, me old sweetie, your dear, and this is what you'll say. Put on your roundy breeches, your coat of emerald green. Take off that hat, me darling Pat, put on your old cabine. For today's our golden wedding, I'll have you all to know just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. How well do I remember when first I was your bride? In the little chapel yonder there, we sat side by side. Good friends we've had many, and troubles we've had few. Ah, come over here, me old sweetheart dear, and this is what you'll do. Put on your roundy breeches, your coat of emerald green. Take off that hat, me darling Pat, put on your old cabin. For today's our golden wedding, I'll have you all to know just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. Just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago.
In the late 50s, early 60s, and even into the 70s, Irish music was changing vastly. Of course, we had the resurgence of the ballad, the start of the ballad groups, the Clancy Brothers and the Dubliners and the like. But we also had changes in Irish traditional music. Ceilidh bands were sort of fading out and more groups were being formed, among them Planxty. Planxty provided a lot of very good material, and wherever they appeared, whatever venue they played in, it was packed. And of course, their records sold like hotcakes. Here's one of their most popular pieces. They're playing Cúnla.
Who was that there? No knock on the window pane. Who was that there? No knock on the window pane. Who was that there? No knock on the window pane. Oh, and he misses Cúnla. Cúnla dear, don't come any near to me. Cúnla dear, don't come any near to me. Cúnla dear, don't come any near to me. Members of your missus Cúnla. Who was that there? No tickin' the toes of me. Who was that there? No tickin' the toes of me. Who was that there? Tickin' the toes of me. Oh, and me says Cúnla. Cúnla dear, don't come any near to me. Cúnla dear, don't come any near to me. Cúnla dear, don't come any near to me. Members they shouldn't says Cúnla. There, no tickin' the size of me. Who was that there? No tickin' the size of me. Who was that there? Tickin' the size of me. Only me says Cúnla. Cúnla dear, don't come any near to me. Cúnla dear, don't come any near to me. Cúnla dear, don't come any near to me. Members they shouldn't says Cúnla. They
A little story for you. I've told you on a number of occasions, I think, that on my very first trip to the United States with the Jack Ruan band from Ballina, I was doing piano and vocals at the time. And when we were here at home, we would play the normal dance numbers and we'd do the show band stuff. But when we went to America, we had to change our program entirely because we were playing to a lot of the Irish clubs in the various places throughout the United States. We did New York, Chicago, Boston, and the Catskill Mountains, and back to New York again, I think. But all our program consisted of all Irish songs and Irish music because we were playing to that audience. And I think it was the third night we were there. After we'd finished, we were packing the stuff away and getting ready to go back to our hotel. And a man came up to us and he spoke to Jack, the leader, and he said, "Jack, maybe when you come back to the final date in New York, you might be able to sing a song for my mother, who I know will be attending the particular function." And Jack said, "Of course we will. What is it?" And he said, "It's a song called Little Bridget Flynn." And I said, "Oh," because to be honest with you, I'd never heard of the song Little Bridget Flynn. So as we were travelling along in the band wagon, I think it was to Boston the following day, Jack started humming this song for me. And by the time we'd got back a week later or so to New York, I had learnt the song and I'd arranged it for the band and we did it. And his mother came to us afterwards and she was in raptures and floods of excited tears. How delighted she was. And her words were to hear an Irish band playing my favourite Irish song. And I know that meant a lot to that lady. So every time I hear this song, Little Bridget Flynn, I think of that night way back. Now, it was a good way back. It must have been in 1960, 59, 61, around that time. Anyway, enough of my prattle. Here from a newly acquired album of Noel McLaughlin, I'm going to play the track Little Bridget Flynn. It's about the guy and he has everything he's got, but he hasn't got Little Bridget Flynn. Now, there's a girl whose heart I'd like to win, he says. And here's Noel McLaughlin and his interpretation of Little Bridget Flynn.
I have a nice slated house and a cow or two of grass. I've a plant garden running by the door. I've a shelter for the hens and a stable for the ass. Now what can a man want more? I don't know, maybe so, but a bachelor is easy and he's free. And I've lots to look after, and I'm living all alone, but no one's looking after me. Now my father often tells me I should go and have a try to find a girl that owns a bit of land. I can tell the way he says it, that there's someone in his eye, and me mother has the whole thing planned. I don't know, maybe so, but would mollify them greatly to agree. Now there's little Bridget Flynn, sure 'tis her I'd love to win, but she never has an eye for me. There's a little girl that's worth the weight in gold, and that's a decent dowry, can't you see? And I mean to go and ask her just as soon as I get bold, if she'll come and have an eye for me. I don't know, will she go? But I'd love to have her sitting on me knee. And I'd sing like a thrush in a hawthorn bush, if she'd come and have an eye for me. I don't know, will she go? But I'd love to have her sitting on me knee. And I'd sing like a thrush in a hawthorn bush, you should come and have an eye for me.
Group called Irish Moods there, bringing our programme to a close this week with some lively foot-tapping tunes that we all know. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Sounds Irish, particularly if you're a new listener or listening to us on one of the radio stations and the many stations now that take the Sounds Irish programme. As I've said to you before, don't forget to let me know if you have an observation, a comment, a request, a dedication. Feel free to email me at joebollard2@aircom.net and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Or you can join me, if you like, on Facebook. And then, of course, there's the mighty Twitter. You can tweet and become one of my followers, Joe Blogs in Bray, J-O-E-B-L-O-G-G-S-I-N-B-R-A-Y, Joe Blogs in Bray. Bray is the town where I live, which is about 12 miles south of Dublin on the east coast of Ireland, and a lovely town, particularly at this time of the year when the sun is shining. And most mornings I can be seen down very early walking with my guide dog, York, along by the sea, feeling the ambience of the whole situation and listening to the sea rolling in on the beach and the seabirds crying. Hey, I'm getting very poetic here, am I not? But feel free to become one of my followers on Twitter. Friends, I hope all is well in your world. And if it's not, I pray that you will be given strength to cope. And I'm sure you will. This is Joe Ballard saying, take care of yourselves. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week, a little bit of poetry before I go. There are big ships, there are small ships, all ships that sail the sea. But the best ships are the friendships between my listeners and me. Friends, may good God bless you. Until next week, take care. God bless. Travel safely. Sláinte. Bye.